Penguin Random House Audio presents Healing What You Can't Erase. Transform your mental, emotional, and spiritual health from the inside out. Forward, written and read by Dr. John Deloney. This is the author, Christopher Cook. To you, my reader, my fervent prayer is that the testimony of your life will be marked by transformation and wholeness. Take courage, get up, he's calling you. Forward. I first met Christopher Cook at a private invitation-only event in Nashville, Tennessee. There was a small group of new podcasters, YouTube stars, and public speakers gathered from all over the country. The hotel conference room was full of money experts, a few mental health folks, a Navy SEAL, fitness gurus, pastors, and me. I was the dean of students at a university in Nashville, and I was considering making the seemingly insane leap of leaving my dream job to begin a career in media. From chief student affairs officer to, as my young son mocks me, YouTuber. I was an anxious fish out of water because, although I pretend to be a loud and gregarious fun guy, I'm a closet introvert, always trying to cover up my insecurities and fears with more volume and relational sleight of hand. I met many wonderful people that weekend, but one man in particular saw through me, Christopher Cook. Instead of being impressed and distracted by my dog and pony show, Chris cut through my anxiety and self-doubt, and he talked to me with interest, compassion, and powerful encouragement. Chris spoke to me as someone who was on the path, someone who had been there. He knew something I didn't know. He was in real time healing, transforming, and growing into the person God was calling him to be. I didn't know his backstory or the extraordinary things he has endured and overcome. I didn't know about his work as a coach and pastor or about his extraordinary podcast. I just knew he saw me clearly and he encouraged me to jump. Fast forward several years and I'm reading the manuscript of the book you now hold in your hands. In the 4 short years since Chris and I first met, the world has changed dramatically. I'm looking across a burning landscape of political division, COVID-19, escalating global tensions, war, and fractured trust in the most essential pillars of society: church, education, medicine, and government. We are living through a time when much of what we have taken for granted as wisdom or right is dissolving before our eyes. And while revealing falsehood is always a good thing, it is also unnerving when new truth isn't readily available to take its place. We all feel this anxiety. Here are the facts. More people than ever are under the care of a licensed mental health professional, and more people than ever are taking some type of psychotropic medication. People in the United States are streaming out of the church. They are quiet quitting at work, and they are borrowing unprecedented amounts of money to prop up a fantasy lifestyle of comfort, indulgence, and survival. At the same time, people are increasingly more depressed, anxious, and frazzled. We are distracted, lonely, and Netflixing ourselves to death. We have everything at our fingertips, and we've created a bronze statue of the self and placed it in the center of the universe. And yet we're sick, divided, and awash in shame, anxiety, and depression. Someone needs to call out the truth. What we're doing isn't working. And like a phoenix rising from the ashes of a culture that has burned itself to the ground, Chris's book arrives on the scene, offering another way, a blueprint for moving into true healing, peace, and transformation. As he did with me, Chris is staring a hole through the chaos, anger, and divisiveness. He reveals our godless self-help culture for what it is, a fraud, a facade, a sham, a map to nowhere. If self-help books truly did their job, we'd have a much different cultural, political, and relational zeitgeist. We'd have joy, laughter, and peace. But we don't. We have chaos and disconnection instead. We've been told that mental health is just getting all the right thoughts in just the right order. We destroy our bodies and our nervous systems for peace. We are told to forgive and forget, to just get over the traumas in our lives. Or worse, we're told that we will always be the worst things that ever happened to us. We spend our lives wallpapering over traumas, hurt, and grief with deep breathing exercises, politics, achievements, running away, or pseudo-religious performances. And we find ourselves here, tired, exhausted, and wanting to heal, but not knowing where to turn or whom to trust. Christopher Cook is just the author for such a time as this. In Healing What You Can't Erase, Chris takes, head-on, the most terrifying questions of our time. What if I can't fix myself all by myself? What if I'm not good enough or strong enough to do it all by myself? How do I trust God when I've suffered and experienced life-altering pain and loss? If the self-help books are all wrong, what do I do now? How do I find peace? Chris is a coach, pastor, and podcaster, and in his book, he weaves a tapestry of theology, psychology, neuroscience, and his own incredible personal story to take us from a place of despair to action, from navel-gazing to submission, from shame, lack of trust, loss of identity, and trauma to a place of healing, transformation, and peace. Chris gives us what most modern How to Heal books lack: the truth. Things happen to us that simply cannot be erased. They are forever part of us, but they are not our destiny either. God is not calling us to a whitewashed life full of forgetfulness and ease. He's calling us into a messy new life, especially including what happened to us in our past. This life isn't about comfort. It's about peace. If you're hurting, exhausted, lonely, and done with the cheesy five-step plans to wellness, a church that has left you for more smoke and lasers, or trying to be the center of your own universe, Healing What You Can't Erase is a cup of cold water for your weary soul. It is a blueprint for what to do next, a roadmap for a lost soul. As you read, you'll feel Chris staring into you, as he did me at our fateful meeting years ago. You'll feel called out, yet encouraged, supported, educated, and loved. All powerful, right, and holy things. I have the privilege of calling Chris my friend, and though you may not know him personally, this book is the next best thing. May the God of the universe bless you as you read. Over time, may you find peace. I promise it's real. You can heal. You can be transformed. This book shows you how. Dr. John Delony, best-selling author, mental health expert, and host of the Dr. John Delony Show. Start here. Healing What You Can't Erase. It's a deeply personal phrase I've been thinking about for the past decade. Not only does it describe the restoration I experienced after years of adversity and loss, but the implication therein is my greatest desire for you as we journey together through this book, that you too would receive physiological, mental, emotional, and spiritual healing from the pain-filled experiences that can never be erased from your life's story. While I don't know the exact circumstances that brought us together on this page, there's a good chance that you might be feeling stuck or perhaps overwhelmed in a particular area of life right now. And as a result, you're languishing or in a state of depression or unrelenting anxiety.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?